gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. Oh, play it, boy.
This is Yam Session, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFM Medford Tufts Shreveport Radio.
Woo!
I'm Noah.
I'm Cody.
We have a show tonight, like usual.
Like usual.
You just listened to What Did I Say? Parts 1 and 2 by Ray Charles. Learned about him in my History of Blues class. I knew of his music before, but I didn't know how groovy it was.
Very groovy.
It's great. I like it a lot. I hope all you listeners did, too.
They did. I heard from each and every one of them.
Yeah.
They all loved it.
Thank you for notifying Cody and not me, because I don't like to hear anything.
Yeah, we don't like sounds. Sounds are the worst things.
Mm-hmm. Not for us. Yeah, if anyone would like to add anything, please raise your hand. Otherwise, we'll be playing Sunset Lover by Petite Biscuit up next.
Yeah, I didn't see any hands.
No, okay.
I think we're good.
All right, here's a song.
get drunk or she talk greasy to me. With an attitude, this shit getting easy to me. The last time I drunk some weed, and I was out of my mind. Tried to give me 20 years, and that's a whole lot of time. A married woman divorced her husband to spend the weekend with me. He think it nasty when she, but that sexy to me. The last time I took some, they took a in the head. Think they know about Gucci, but they don't know the hat. See, I'm an ex popper, an online shopper. Thought I was a clone, they heard me speak prop. Convicted felon worth 10 million, I'm a well-known robber. Like, shout out, low, I got 10 chillin', yeah, L.O. my partner, wow.
Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it. Cause last time I took pills, I had to smash it. And last time I smoked gas, I almost crashed it with. Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it. Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it. Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it. Last time we took drugs, you just took half of it. Yeah. Stretching out my jeans just to make cash fit in. Wake up every morning to some and grits. Yeah, raw dog on my birds, I'm tryna have some chicks. Yeah, P554, zone 6 to the mo. The flame lean with the flip. Yeah, this heat and snow. Going in all year, 300 plus days long. Making money all year, talking 52 weeks strong. Better back up, give me space. I want ice cream on the face. Going Pharrell Williams on the case. Then we skate, get away. 720 with the grind. Landed all fine.
Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it. Cause last time I took drugs, I had to smash it. And last time I smoked gas, I almost crashed it with. Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it. Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it. Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it.
Time I went to Onyx, man, I ordered a door. Tried to leave with every big booty in the club. I bought a Rolls Royce and a Lambo when I went to Miami. The last time I seen La Mama, she went wearing no panties. Last time I went to Vegas, spent 200K gambling. I'm just an East Atlanta serving junkies and shambling. The last time I tricked off, I brought four to my place. They call me Gucci, man, Picasso, cause I painted their face.
Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it. Cause last time I took drugs, I had to smash it. And last time I smoked gas, I almost crashed it with. Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it. Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it. Last time I took drugs, I just took half of it.
And we're back with some background music and not background music. Sorry. Crazy. Hang on. That's better. you should all recognize this, hopefully. This is the Me Channel music.
Yep.
It's pretty, I think it's pretty relaxing. I think it's good for talking over. Yeah. And would you like to say anything, Cody? I know we had some topics in mind.
Yeah, I just want to first off point out the incredible transition from Gucci Mane. That was Gucci Mane, right?
It was, and Travis Scott. Okay. With the song Last Time, and before that we had Sunset Lover by Petite Biscuit. But yes, continue.
So, Gucci Mane to Nintendo Wii loading screen. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but Yam Session is the only place you will find that kind of transition. That's the level we're on right now. So, you don't want to leave. You want to invest in this station. Send us donations in any way, shape, or form you can. That includes non-perishable food items.
Mies, the little characters from the Wii.
Mies. If you send us your Mies,
please do.
Call in.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know how much you love us.
We were talking about the Grammys earlier today, and coming up on the 12th, I believe, but the nominations came out.
Yeah.
And there are some interesting choices.
Interesting is accurate.
Yes. There's a designer with Panda has a best rap performance, I believe.
Yep.
That's interesting to me.
That's interesting. I think Major Key being nominated for best rap album is, let's say, perplexing.
It's a little, I don't know. It's not a good, it has good songs for
and
what
honestly,
they are,
I
but the album,
it happened.
The album isn't a strong rap album. It's just DJ Khaled and paying people a lot of money to be on his album.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into it too much. Chance got a lot of nominations, which is cool because his music isn't even for sale. He changed the rule.
Wasn't it?
It was
for sale though.
I don't think it's technically for sale. You have to be subscribed to some streaming music service.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but that's
It was an Apple Music exclusive for.
That is true.
Like, I think that kind of it's like, oh, my music's free, but I released it exclusively on Apple Music for the first however many days. Like, I feel like that kind of, I don't like that argument because of that reason.
That's fair.
That's how I feel about that.
Well,
but overall, yeah, I'm happy that he's getting nominated for 7 Grammys. Everest, let us know how you feel. He might feel differently.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Not a Chance fan?
Was a Chance fan.
Okay. And then Coloring Book?
And then Coloring Book.
That's fair. It's a departure in style. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, up next, we have Sober Rob from my very own high school dropped a new track today called Realize featuring Blanda. Blanda plays the piano in this song.
I saw this on my Facebook feed. I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but I'm excited.
It's a good tune. I haven't given it a good listen to it yet. It was just background music, but I can devote all of my attention to it now, and so can all of you listeners, and Cody as well. And I'm going to take a short break from the Me Channel music. And
don't cry too much.
And play this other song. Enjoy. We had more music there. That was Slide On Me by Frank Ocean off his visual album Endless, which came out about 48 hours before his actual album Blonde did. And it's really good. It's not very accessible because it's only available in visual form, which means you get to watch three Frank Oceans building a staircase for 45 minutes in a big white room, which is cool, but you don't want to see it every time you want to hear a single song. So, yes, but that was just one song from it. And before that, we had Realized by Sober Rob, came out a few hours ago. I'd be willing to bet that we are the first radio station to ever play that.
I think that song. Unless there's, like, some trendy, like, LA college radio station that, like, is like, oh, Sober Rob. I think we've got, you know, the closest connection.
I'd say top five, at least.
Oh, absolutely.
First five.
No one's that trendy.
No.
I mean, just someone's us. That trendy, but they're not five trendier.
They're in Medford. Places.
Yeah. No, they're the two trendiest are in Medford.
Yes.
Yeah, that's us.
Mm-hmm.
That is us. To continue our list of conversation topics that we had, what are the top rap cities in the country? I spent way too long in the library distracting myself and learning about that. Let us know what you think. I would say Colin, but no one does. So basically, like...
Wait, where?
What?
Where would you say? Oh, Colin. Colin. I thought that was a city.
Yeah, the city is Colin.
You can call in with your opinion. Our number is... Which one is it? 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. You can call. We might pick up. We would definitely try to pick up, but the question is if we are able to.
Yeah.
It's fair. Difficult.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
It's not just
Everest,
a phone.
Everest has spoken with Atlanta, which I believe spells Atlanta. It's hard when it's vertical.
I think it's Atlanta, but he's like Atlanta is at where they have the best.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says it's not a question. LOL. Very, very surprising opinion given the absolute shortage of talent there. I mean, who even raps in Atlanta? It's like, it's only Gucci Mane, and then there's Young Thug.
You got Migos.
And Lil Yachty. And like a lot of other people. And someone's calling. It's probably Everest.
Is that, what? It's not flat. Oh.
It's flashing. You can do this.
I don't know about that.
You can do this.
Do I hit set?
The thing's there.
Hang on, Everest. Listeners, we're having a little bit of a crisis, but that's okay. We'll figure it out.
You can do this. Don't hang up. We're working on it. We're working on it.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hello.
Hi, Bridget.
This is not Bridget. Actually.
It sounds a lot like. Who is this?
This is your general manager.
Oh snap! You sound a lot like Bridget. That's crazy.
Hello.
Hey Haley, what's up?
I'm just calling to see if you're going to answer the phone. I'm very proud of you.
We got it.
Just for the record, I'm not behind the boards right now.
Yeah, Cody's much better at it. It would have been a lot quicker.
Noah, I'm very Beth's name right here. Noah, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm very proud of you for answering the phone.
Thank you very much. I am too.
What was the question you're asking listeners to answer?
What's the best rap city?
Oh God. Well, you interviewed Saba.
We did.
So I know it's not Chicago, but there are some pretty awesome rappers coming out of Chicago.
Wait, did you say?
For example.
Did you say we interviewed Saba, so it's not Chicago?
No, so it could be Chicago.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's a strange reason to rule a city out.
And chance it's a 7 Grammy. So,
that's
what I'm saying. That's my input.
Someone
doesn't listen to that much rap. But
thank you for your input.
Anytime. I'm here for you. Also, listen to your show. So,
thank you, GM.
So,
okay. Have a great night. We appreciate your call.
Oh, guess we lost her. Okay.
You too. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Farewell.
Bye.
Goodbye. Wow. We answered the phone.
We did it.
I answered the phone. You spoke.
Okay. You did it, Noah. I don't want to take any credit away from you.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
That was good work, though. As it is 9:30, it's about that time. You know what time it is, loyal listeners.
Wait, sorry. I don't know what time it is.
It is 9:30.
Let me check what time.
Don't worry. In the meantime, I'm going to give a shout out to the realest and the dopest and the coolest Anna Tolette. She has the dopest show of the week that's not called Yam Session. It's called Preserved Jams. Same kind of wordplay that we use, but not because it's very intriguing. And you say New York. Sounds like you and Everest might have to fight. I don't know. You might be able to take him. You might not. He is a determined boy. And shout out to Martine, who doesn't know if we're saying Rhapsody or Rhapsody.
I wasn't sure either.
Oh. Oh, I don't even know what a Rhapsody is. Like, define raps. I don't know.
It was an old music service that I think Sony had.
Oh, that!
I doubt that's what he's referencing.
Oh, well, yeah, fair.
Mm-hmm. Alright, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. ... A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Huh.
That was just something I thought of. I didn't read that. Just kidding, it was a PSA.
Is that real, though? Like,
I see this all the time.
I see so many people with like tape on their cameras and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And there's, if you go to Tisch Library, for you tough students out there, those PC computers they have actually like a plastic slider built into the hardware that can like block the camera.
So
it must be a valid concern if like Dell is putting that in their computers.
I suppose. I'm just curious, like, what is like, I don't know anyone that leaves their laptop just open, but like literally all you're gonna see is just my face. And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, unless you're gonna like steal like facial recognition software or something.
It might recognize your face.
Yeah.
That could be
but
bad.
But like, I mean, if you wanna spy and watch me do work, like, that's fine. If you want to watch me do Netflix, sure.
Yeah, like you could maybe they could help out with the homework. Maybe it's a good thing. It could be like, oh, you're doing that problem wrong. Like, here's the answer.
If they're smart enough to hack, then like, you know, maybe they can help me with my homework. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fair. Well, do we have music coming up other than the Me Shop channel again?
Oh yes, we do.
That's good.
Off of his most recent, most surprising work to date. This is Childish Gambino with a new album, Awaken My Love. This is Zombies, a truly beautiful song that I hope you all enjoy. We'll get back to you soon. Bam.
Zombies walking all around us. You can hear them coming. You can hear them breathing down your spine. All I see is zombies. Hear them screaming out. They can smell your money, and they want your soul. Here they come behind you, try to stay alive.
So glad we met you, we need
We are back. Those were two fresh tracks off of Childish Gambino's latest artistic project, Awaken My Love. Right there was The Night Me and Your Mama Met. Preceded was Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Huge fans of both of those tracks. And Noah has adopted a similar stance in California. I just don't like it. The voice is annoying to me. I've heard both sides of the story. Feel free to call in if that's something you're passionate about arguing.
To clarify, that's California off the same album, Awaken My Love. Just for those who don't know, it's not the voice of the state of California that we don't enjoy.
Yeah, no.
For there is no such thing.
It seems like a pretty cool state.
Yeah, it's long.
Yeah,
fair. It's big.
Oh boy, Everest wants to call.
You can do that.
855-915-9636, or I can just text it to you. I should probably just text it to you. I don't know how fast you are.
Cody and I were discussing trap music a little bit, and how it's kind of taken over, and that's really... Childish Gambino's album was not trappy, so that's cool. It's really... Many current popular rappers have some element of trap in their music. Even Kendrick Lamar, who's known for To Pimp a Butterfly, I mean, that's not doesn't sound like regular rap at all. But on Untitled 02 and 07, he had some hi-hats in there. There's some bass.
And hi-hats and bass of, like, I feel like those aren't...
It was a jazzy trap beat. He mixes, what is it? Jazz fusion with the trap music. I don't know. He says that at some point.
Okay.
So he acknowledges it. But yeah, it's becoming repetitive. It's but I still love it. I think it's just fun and enjoyable to play. But as Cody said, it's also not very there's not much depth.
Yeah, I mean, this is of course all depends on how you consume rap music. I have no idea what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't recite a Future lyric for you. Besides,
I can recite a lot.
Some commas.
Yeah.
but, you know, I much enjoyed Jeffrey, which was kind of a departure from Young Thug's earlier material that was, you know, very in that. Okay, round two. Here we go. We got this.
Here's a caller. Caller, please don't swear. That's bad. All right, please we're putting you right on. Hello.
You're on Yam Session with Cody and Noah. Who's this?
Hey.
Is this Gucci Jefferson?
It's Everest. Hi, I'm Everest.
Hi, Everest.
Hey, Everest.
Hey.
What leads you to call in today? Oh, it's going good. We definitely didn't ask you to call in or anything, right? Yeah.
Nah. I wasn't even listening. I just called the number.
Yeah, have you ever listened to this show before?
Nah, I don't know. I just almost swore. I shouldn't do that, right?
Oh,
You're saying you're that's not one of our 15 listeners we have right now? I think that would encompass pretty much everyone.
Most Tuesday nights, I go and do cool stuff instead of sitting around listening to you guys.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I do that if I didn't have a radio show. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. Or if I did have a radio show.
What? Anyways, I don't get it. I don't get it. You guys don't like the song California. I don't get it.
I love the instrumentation. It's just his voice is a little too, I don't know. It seems like he's trying to not sound great.
The opening lyric, it's like, you want to be in California. It's like,
I love that. It's so good. I don't know. That's weird. I think he does so many good things on the album with his voice. Like, there's other times in the album when his voice sounds very different too.
Very different. Yeah, it's the difference is not the issue. It's just
you just don't like that. I mean, I think the song is so light and so I don't know. I think it fits well. I think if he had sang that normally, it wouldn't have sounded very good to me.
Hmm.
I mean, it wouldn't have grabbed me. I'd just been like, oh, this is a song about California and a girl.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think for me, it's like a baseline. That sound is not
okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song then?
I really like Zombies.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for fairly clear, you know, social messages. But also I like the interaction between him and the backup singers that, you know, it's kind of like, it's like, you know, zombies, but it also sounds very much like the alluring voice of like the sirens in Greek mythology.
True. I thought I always think of like a little, a little sketchy little choir. Interesting though, because his voice is a little weird on zombies too. Wouldn't you agree? Like I find it interesting that you like it in zombies and
yeah.
I think it's different. It's
I
weird.
I think it's. I don't think it's the same. I think it's like a.
It's more funky. It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zombies really I love in zombies. I don't want to talk anymore, but I just I love in zombies when the chorus is like it sounds clear voice, you know, how he goes back up. And how it uses auto tune in a couple lines.
Yeah.
Like
I enjoyed that, how it just came out of nowhere.
True.
Yeah. That sounds so good. I'm gonna hang up now, bud.
See ya. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in, Everest.
We have more music for all of you. Who are tired of voices.
That is true. Also, just a shout out. Anna was on Everest's side with California, and she said, don't hate her. And it's very out of his wheelhouse. That, I think, is a fun... that's just a fun sentence there, Anna. And she also liked the Greek mythology reference, which is a stretch, but, you know, we'll be okay. We are going to keep on going with something that I think probably should have received a few more Grammy nominations, like maybe the one for Best Album. This right here is Bon Iver off of 22 A Million, and we are going to play 715-Creeks. I assume you don't like say like Gamma Gamma in the middle of that.
I think it's Creeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
It's a little sharp.
Yeah, so
we're gonna
play the song.
On the creek, I remember something. Heard the heron hurried away. First I breached that last Sunday. Low moon down the yellow road, I remember something. The leaving wasn't easy, no, that evening in my vines. And I'm certain that it's evening, and it's now, what is not the time. Ooh. Toiling with your blood, I remember something. And being rushed and kissing on a night second to last. Finding both your hands if second sun came past the glass. And oh, I know it felt bad. I had you in my grasp. Oh, then how are we gonna cry? 'Cause it once might not mean something. Love a second glance, it is not something that we need. Honey, understand that I have been left here in the reeds. But all I'm trying to do is get my feet up from the creeks. And I see turn around, you're my 18. Turn around, now you're my 18. Goddamn, turn around, now you're my 18. Surface, your speckled face,
from your ears. I couldn't gauge your fears. I can't relate to my peers. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather chip my pride than lose my mind out here. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I should move and settle. Two kids in a swimming pool. I'm not brave. I'm not brave. I'm living over city and taking in the homeless sometimes. I've been living in an idea from another man's mind. Maybe I'm a fool to settle for a place with some nice views. Maybe I should move, settle down. Two kids in a swimming pool. I'm not brave. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather live. Tried hell. What would you recommend I do?
The other side of the loop.
This is not my life. It's just a fun farewell to a friend. It's just a fun farewell to a friend. This is not my life. It's just a fun farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like. It's just a fun farewell.
Red. Speaking of Nirvana, it was there. Rare as the feathers on my dash from a phoenix. There with my crooked teeth and companions sleeping. Yeah, dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of the dream of the thought that could think of dreaming and getting a glimmer of God. I be dreaming and dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of dreaming a dream where I cannot, where I cannot.
Less morose and more present. Dwell on my gifts for a second, a moment. One solar flare would consume, so why not? Spin this flammable paper on the film that's my life. High flights, inhale the vapor, exhale once and think twice. Eat some shrooms, maybe have a good cry about you. See some colors, light hang glide off the moon.
In the dark, in the dark. I do for you. In the dark. I do anything 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 for you.
Anything for you.
I do anything for you.
That right there was Siegfried by Frank Ocean. I realize, you know, some albums you can't always appreciate to their full extent. Some albums you need to be sad for. I was sad, and I listened to Blonde, and fuck, it was great. Oh, shucks. I'm a DJ, I don't swear.
That wasn't Cody. That was my phone just went off. And
yeah, you have a very aggressive ringtone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's, you know what, Frank Ocean really brings it out to me. I apologize to any small children listening. Please don't tell your mom or dad. But yeah, shout out to Frank for making an ocean. No! An album. Oh, man.
Ocean is the name of my beta fish, and he was not made by Frank Ocean, I can tell you that. He was came from some puddle in Asia.
Word. Yeah. But yeah, thank you, Frank Ocean, for making Blonde.
Beautiful album. Because
it's a beautiful album that makes you feel good when you don't feel good. So, that is good. He did make an Ocean of Tears.
There
Winslow we go. Makes a great point. Thank you for that, Winslow. And also, I always like Snapchat people before the show to get people to listen to our show. And then, like, I haven't had Snapchat notifications on.
Oh.
So I haven't shouted out a lot of our 15 listeners.
Shout out to 10 now.
Oh, man. Well, in case you weren't, for the people that still are here, thank you, Alvaro. I'll go to the gym with you if I can. I probably won't. Shout out CL for sending the dancing Snapchat. That gets like some extra love if you send us a Snapchat of you dancing while listening to Yam Session. We'll get you a gift basket.
That's huge.
Of exclusive Yam Session stuff.
It might just be a pool of an ocean of tears.
Yeah, we might just give you that.
Or laughs.
Yeah, we might give you that. Shout out to Liam Knox. Fort Knox Block Party killing it over on Ski Cups as usual.
Stay safe on the slopes.
Shout out to Amir Solomonport. It's been a little bit. He thought it was V Groovy. Thank you.
Thanks.
And that's all we have to do. But let's get back to the Grammys, a very divisive topic. And Noah just found out what the nominations were, and there were grunts, grumbles, there were moans, there were like restrained, like. For, vomits
for
like,
record of the year. I understand Hello by Adele and Formation by Beyonce. In 7 years by Lucas Graham to an extent. Like it's not a generic pop song. It has I like it. I don't love it, but I like it. But then and I love Work by Rihanna featuring Drake, but not record of the year. Not at all. Not Stressed Out by 21 Pilots. No. It's upsetting.
We have a call in. This is amazing.
Please don't swear, caller.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're on. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Winslow.
Hi, I'm here.
What up?
Hey, guys. Just hanging out. I have Grammy questions for you guys, though.
Okay.
Also, I just wanted to say that you can't see me right now, but I'm dancing. Does that count?
We will send you a gift basket promptly.
We'll take your word for it.
You might hear it in my voice that I'm moving around a lot. I wanted to ask, was Cake by the Ocean by DNCE nominated for any Grammys?
Let's see. Not found, says my Command F.
Okay, so, like, how mad are you guys, and what are your emotions towards this just kind of unlawful exclusion of, in my opinion, the best track of the year?
I mean, the reason of my the main reason for my disgust with the record of year options was that there were options at all, and it wasn't just unanimously Cake by the Ocean. Like, it should have, like, there's no contest. Like, it didn't even, not nominated. It, in my eyes, it won already.